thanks to Anna. Well, now Toby is going to come and bring us our reading this morning from the Bible. So if you would like a Bible, please put a hand in the air. One of our welcome team would love to bring you one. There's a couple just over here, if that's okay. There's a couple in the balcony, one over there, if that's all right. Fantastic. Now, we are back in Matthew's Gospel this morning. So you remember that we've been going through Matthew's Gospel. Jesus has come off the mountain, and he is in the process of showing the disciples what he taught them in the classroom, showing them how to follow him. And we're going to pick it up. Boys and girls, if you haven't got a Bible, the reading will appear on the screen behind me, so you can follow along up there. Do you want me to hold this, Toby? You'll be right. Oh, brilliant. Toby's going to read us from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8 and verse 23. Give him a moment to find it. Wonderful.
Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him."
Thanks so much, Toby.
Hello, how are we on? Classic. Here we go. Right, before turning back to that story, we're going to have a quick game. You up for a game?
Yeah.
Now, you might have heard this, you might not, because I made it up. It's called Big Fear, Little Fear, Cardboard Box. You up for playing that game? Don't look so disappointed. You don't know what it is yet. Right, this game, Big Fear, Little Fear, Cardboard Box. Basically, in this box, I've got some things that you might be really scared of, so you might have a big fear of, and I've got some things that you might have only a little fear of, okay? And to add to the fear factor, I'm going to ask some people to come up and put a hand in and grab some things in this box, okay? Anyone want to come up first? Anyone come? Zeb, do you want to come up first? You're nice and close. Come, let's have a little bit of drum roll. Don't know what it's going to be. Stick your hand in. Just grab anything. Grab something else. Try something else in there. What does it say? Should we show everyone?
Maths
homework. Maths homework. Who has a big fear of maths homework? Do you have a big fear of maths homework or just a little fear? Just a little fear. Who has a big fear of maths homework? Oh, quite a few of you. Some of the adults as well. That's good. The kids bring their homework back and you don't know how to do it either. Anyone have a little fear of maths homework? A few, but I'm going to put it over a big fear. Right, let's put it over there for now. Right, thank you very much, Zeb. You can go sit down. There's something else in here. Right. Come, Nathan, do you want to come up? Everyone's been very good today using the stairs. I like it. Right, here we go. I'll put your hand in. Grab anything that's in there. There's one really big thing that we're going to struggle to get out. Maybe try something else. Have a little feel around. Feel around. What can you find? Oh, we've got something. You can keep that away from me. I'm scared of that. Do you have a big fear or a little fear of snakes? You're not sure. Who has a big fear of snakes? Anyone? Lots of people have a big fear of snakes. Little fear? Who's not scared of snakes? You sure? Fantastic. Nathan, thank you very much. I'm going to put this one over here as well. Right, anyone else want to come and play Big Fear, Little Fear, Cardboard Box? Do you want to come up? Yeah. Try, Mick. Oh, here we go. Stick hand in. Oh, fantastic. Right. Who has a fear of face masks? No, this isn't face masks. Right. If I put this on here, what do you think this might be a fear of? Oh. Do you want to put it on? What do you think that might be a fear of? The dark. Who's scared of the dark? A few people. I wasn't sure if anyone would want to admit, but that's, lots of people. You scared of the dark?
No.
Big fear, little fear. Right, I might put it over here then. Little fear over here. Right, we've got one more. Thank you very much. One more. We've got a big one. Louise, do you want to come up? This one, I might need to open the top to get this one out. It's moving. What could it be? Right, do you want to go for the top? There we go. What is it, Louise? apart from a toy. This is a plane, okay? Now, who has a fear of planes, of flying? Anyone have a fear of flying? So hands up, big fear. Hands up for little fear. Oh, I'm going to put this over here again. Thank you very much, Louise. Fantastic. Now, we've played big fear, little fear, cardboard box. Now, we've established that we are scared, really scared of some things, have a big fear of some things, but some things only a little bit scared of. Now, for the things that we might have a big fear of, do you know, sometimes we can move from big fear to little fear depending on who we're with in a situation. So, for example, if you have a big fear of maths, hands up if you have a big fear of maths. Right, something that might help you kind of relieve, go from big fear to little fear, is if perhaps you sat with someone who's really good at maths, or perhaps you sat with a trusted teacher and they sat with you and they helped you to get through. And that might move it from being a big fear over to being a little fear. Snakes, who's not scared of snakes? So if you were scared of snakes, then perhaps sitting with one of the people with a hand up, it would move snakes from being a big fear over to being a little fear. And the same is true of a plane. I was just chatting to Rach about this morning, and she said the first time, so Rach, my wife, the first time that she flew on a plane on her own, she was really scared. She had a really big fear. But the thing that helped her get from a big fear to a little fear is that she sat next to a pilot, not the pilot of the plane. She wasn't co-piloting, but she sat next to a pilot, and he said, no, don't be all right. I do this all the time. And so it moved it from a big fear to a little fear. Now, we've thought lots about fear this morning, big fear, little fear, cardboard box playing the game. But this morning, the reason why we're doing that is because in our story that we heard Toby read to us is all about having fear and faith. It's all about fear and faith. So fear being something you might be scared of, like one of the things we've seen, and faith being someone or something that you trust that can maybe move you from having a big fear to a little fear. Now, in this morning's story, we saw the disciples had a really big fear of something. Now, what was it that the disciples in our story this morning had a big fear of? What was it, Damaris? Yeah, it was a big storm. Almost as big as this one this morning. It had a really big storm, and they were frightened. They were scared. And they had this big fear of the storm because they had a small view of who Jesus was. They hadn't quite understood at this point who Jesus was, because if they had, they wouldn't have had such a big fear. And so this morning, and this story is going to teach us, it's going to teach us that when following Jesus is stormy, when you're caught in a big storm, a difficult situation, that little faith means big fear. And we're going to see that big faith means little fear. Now, we're going to come back to this one. We're going to start here. So little faith is big fear. And we've got an action for this, okay? So you might need to get up. You can do it in your seat if you prefer. But we're going to say, when following Jesus is stormy, remember that little faith, so you have to crouch down, we're praying, so you have faith, is big fear, and you have to do a really scared face. So should we say this and then do the action together? Ready? 1, 2, 3. When following Jesus is stormy, remember little faith means big fear. So having little faith in Jesus means big fear of the storms. That's what we're going to see. Now, as we really look at this story, we're going to get some action going. Now, it might sound a bit of a strange question, but did anyone this morning bring a lake with them? Did anyone bring a lake to church this morning? Oh, Tom, you got one. Fantastic. Can you chuck it out, please? That'd be really handy for this story. That's brilliant. In fact, Tom, could you just grab that end, and we'll just put the lake out. This is fantastic. Great. That's so handy. That would have been rubbish if there was no lake this morning. As we go this way. Here's our lake. Just dangle it over the side a little bit. There we go. Fantastic. Right. This is a really big ask now. Did anyone bring a boat with them this morning? Oh, come on, great. It's in here. Fantastic. That's really fortunate, isn't it? If you need a ride home later, just ask Nathan. Although I'm not sure you'll fit in there with all of them. Oh, here we go. Brilliant. It's bigger than our lake, but that's okay. Brilliant. Right. So we've got a lake, we've got a boat. Did anyone bring a storm with? Oh, yeah, we brought a storm. That's brilliant. Thank you. That was really considerate for this morning. I can't promise a calming, but that was really, really good timing. Just when we think about the storm, I might need a bit of help. So we're going to get everyone's ears, but you can get involved. To create a bit of storm atmosphere, the best way of doing that is by tapping legs. So can everyone do that? That's brilliant. And we'll keep going. And when I do that, it means stop. Okay, so keep going. Maybe make some swirling noises, a bit of whirling. Ready? Oh, we need to practice that again. Ready? Let's go again. Storm. It's getting louder. It's getting louder. And very good. So we've got a lake. We've got a boat. We have a storm. Now I just need Jesus and just some disciples. Anyone want to be Jesus and disciples? Okay, come on, Clara. And we have, yeah, do you want to come up? Yeah, you two can both come up, yeah. Right, who wants to be Jesus? Do you want to be Jesus? We'll give you a crown just so we can remember who you are. Right, into the, actually, wait. And you could be disciples. There were more than that, but we won't fit everyone in the boat this morning. Now, let's get back to the story. Adults, if you've got your Bible, we're going to go from verse 23. Kids, I'm going to read it out so you can follow along and watch the action in progress. So, here we go, from verse 23. Then Jesus, you are Jesus, ready? He got into the boat. Yep, get into the boat. That's it. Brilliant. And his disciples followed him. Good job. Suddenly, a furious storm came up. Storm, everyone. Here we go. Storm is going. So that the waves, keep going, swept over the boat. But Jesus, keep going, was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. Okay, and stop. So, good acting, by the way, good acting. You're still asleep, Jesus, just so you know. So the first thing we're seeing is when following Jesus stormy, remember, little faith means big fear. That's what we're going to see, okay? We've just started acting out the story. And so as we've just read that again, maybe you just saw that the disciples have some faith in Jesus, don't they? They have some faith because they've gone to Jesus and they've said, Lord, save us. They get that Jesus can do something. They get that he could do something, but they're not quite sure, but they go to him. But they think the storm is bigger than Jesus because they then say, save us, we're going to drown. They think it's going to get the better of them. So the disciples, can we do the action? They had little faith in Jesus and big fear of the storm. Let's do it again. The disciples had little faith, which means big fear. So can we have some scared faces? Because I want to see some big fear. You see, that's why they're so afraid of the storm. Now, remember, some of the disciples were fishermen. They were used to rough seas. They were used to the waves kind of hitting the boat. And yet they were fearful. They were terrified. This was no splash in the bath at home. This was a big storm, rough seas. The disciples showed little faith, but big fear. And if this wasn't clear already, listen to what Jesus said. So Jesus wakes up. And he says this, he says, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Why do you have so much fear? Why are you so scared of the storm? Now you might be thinking, that sounds a little bit mean, Jesus, you know. Peter's kind of hanging on for dear life on the boat and John's kind of smacking his head from each side of the boat as the winds and the waves pick up. It's quite a storm, but they'd forgotten something really amazing about Jesus. You see, as we've followed stories in the last couple of weeks, as we followed Jesus as the disciples did, they saw some amazing things. You see, Jesus, since coming down from the mountain, what had he done? Well, we've just been singing about it, haven't we? He met a man with leprosy and he healed him with a touch. He met a centurion who said his servant was ill at home, and Jesus said a word and this servant was healed. Then they went to Peter's house, and all the people that were ill in the land, all those who were demon-possessed, came to Peter's house, and Jesus healed them all. The disciples had followed Jesus. They'd seen all of that happen. But, you know, they're in a storm, and they just think, you know, Jesus, you could do all those amazing things, but this is just one thing too many, Jesus. They saw the storm, and they had little faith and big fear. They were scared of the storm. They had little faith and big fear. Now, if we just pause for a moment, because today we're not in a boat, are we, on a lake with Jesus? That's not where we are. But it's true that we often find ourselves in hard situations or in storms of life. And in life, there's plenty of storms that we find ourselves in. So the storm of being unwell, the storm of the difficult days at school. Perhaps a storm that you find yourself in the moment is directly because you're a follower of Jesus. So people perhaps leave you out of a game at school, or they laugh at you because of the things you believe that the Bible says. But following Jesus doesn't mean that you'll avoid the storms. He took his disciples straight into one, didn't he? It doesn't mean that you'll avoid storms. It doesn't mean you'll avoid difficult situations in life. But it does mean that Jesus is with us in the storms. And he's able to do something. See, when we think of tough times, the storms in life, it could be easy, like the disciples, to have little faith and big fear. So should we say it all together? Because this is true for us as well. So we're going to say this and then do the action. So you ready? If you've got things in your hands. So when following Jesus is stormy, remember, little faith means big fear. And when we have little faith in Jesus, we will have big fear of the storm that we're in. You'll think that the waves are going to crash over the top of you and perhaps even drown you. When you have a small view of Jesus and a big view of the storm, we can feel overwhelmed. We can think like we're not going to make it. So you might have a really tough day at school on a Monday, and you think, how am I going to make it, Lord, through the end of the week? I can't face going back in for another day. How am I going to do that? And you start to think a little bit like the disciples. Well, Jesus, you're just asleep. The storm's going on, and you don't seem to really care what's going on. But what are we learning? When following Jesus is stormy, remember that little faith means big fear. If we have little faith in Jesus, we will have a big fear of the storms that come. And this is true, but this isn't the only thing that this story teaches us. You see, this is true. So when following Jesus is stormy, little faith means big fear. But it's also true that big faith means little fear. That's what the next part of the story is going to teach us. And so for this, we've got another action. So we're going to go big faith. So you have to look up nice and tall. So you might need to stand up, actually. Could you stand up? So you might, big faith means little fear. And then come down like this. Okay, so let's go. Ready? So big faith means little fear. Okay, that's what the next part of the story is going to teach us. So Jesus is in the boat with his disciples. He's led them into the storm, and he's in complete control. How do we know? Well, because of what happens next. So we need the storm back. Can we create the storm? Let's get louder. So Jesus said, why are the storms going on? You of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up, Jesus could get up, and he rebuked the winds and the waves. And it was completely calm. And they said, the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Our actors, do you want to go and take a seat? Thank you very much. Let's give a little clap for acting for us. Thank you. You see, the storm is going. It's really big. And yet Jesus gets up and just calms it down. He rebukes the wind. That word rebuke means telling off. It's like the wind's like a dog that's running around. It's messing up over here. It's destroying something over here. And Jesus just stands up and says, sit. He just said, stop. And it goes completely calm. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried this. Have you ever been in the bath? And you could do this later, but don't do it too much so I get in trouble. And you can kind of make it really splashy, not so much that it goes over the side, but make it really splashy. We've already had a couple of people down here done it. And then when it's really, really chaotic, then just try saying stop. Have you ever tried doing that? How did it go? Was it?
Not very well.
No, it didn't work out for me either. And it's the same. If I went outside now and said to Storm, stop, or could you just, you know, quiet down a little bit, it'd have no effect because of who I am. So who can do this? Who can stand up to the winds and waves and say, stop, sit, be quiet? Well, it's only God, isn't it? Only the creator of our world can talk to nature and say, do this, and it does it. Jesus says to the winds and the waves, stop, and it stops because of who he is. He has authority. And when we get this, our faith, our trust in Jesus grows, and we see that big faith in Jesus means little fear. Can we say this action together? 1, 2, 3. Big faith means little fear. Again and again in the Bible, Jesus says to his followers, don't be afraid. And he says it because he knows we're often in storms. And he says it again and again so that our faith in him is going to grow, that we will be moved from little faith to big faith as we trust him. Now, it doesn't mean that we won't find things hard. It doesn't mean that we just have to kind of put on a brave face and pretend things don't get to us. But when we have big trust in who Jesus is, the Son of God, then the fear of the storm will go down because he's bigger than it. Jesus brings his disciples into storms. Jesus is with his followers in the storm. And Jesus is in complete control of the storm. Let's say all together what we've learned so far. Ready? 1, 2, 3. When following Jesus is stormy, remember little faith means big fear. But big faith means little fear. That's what this story is teaching us. See, just think about it again. Jesus led his followers into a storm to show them where their faith was at. And then he showed his power over the storm to show them that he is worthy of their big faith. And the same is true today and this week of all followers of Jesus. Jesus might bring us into a storm to teach us, to help us depend on him more, to grow our trust in him, that our view of Jesus gets bigger and bigger. You see, Jesus uses storms to teach us. You see, it's not surprising that if you were to carry on reading through Matthew's gospel, so we're in chapter 8, when you get to chapter 13, do you know what? Another storm comes along, and the disciples, they're in the boat, and they're going against the wind, and this time Jesus isn't in the boat. He's up a mountain because he's been praying, and he sees them going against the wind. They're rowing against the wind. They can't get anywhere, and Jesus comes down the mountain. He walks across the water to them, and when they see him, they call out to him, and Peter gets out of the boat and walks towards Jesus on the water as well. It's really amazing. But then what happens? Well, Peter starts to look at the winds and the waves, the storm around him, and he starts to sink because the fear of the wind and the waves and the storm is greater than Jesus at that point. And when he begins to sink, Jesus puts his hand out. He lifts him back up. They get into the boat, and do you know what happens? Without even saying anything, the wind and the waves just die down. And do you know what the disciples say? They say, truly, truly, this is the Son of God. See, first time in the storm, what do they say? Who is this man? Second time it happens, they're in a storm. Jesus helps them in it. And they say, truly, this is the Son of God. And that's true. Jesus teaches his disciples by taking them into storms and showing them who he is. And our ultimate confidence that this is true, when it comes at the cross, it comes in the death and resurrection of Jesus. You see, at the cross, what was Jesus doing at the cross? Well, he was dealing with the biggest storm that's ever been, the storm of God's anger and his judgment at our sin, all the wrong things we've done. And yet, what does Jesus do here? Well, he takes it on himself. He takes the storm of God's anger on himself, so that those who trust him, his followers, can be freed from it. It's amazing, isn't it? Perhaps today, for the first time, you can call out to Jesus and say, Lord, save me, save us from that big storm of the judgment that's coming for my sin. And he, as it were, will get you into the boat. You see, if Jesus has dealt with our biggest storm, if by going to the cross, Jesus dealt with the biggest storm that there's ever been at our sin, then can't Jesus help us in all storms that he brings us into? Of course he can. It doesn't mean that Jesus will quieten down every single storm that he brings us into. But he promises to be with us. And from this story, we can be assured that he is in control of it. He knows what he's doing. And one day he's going to take us to a place, if we're trusting him, where there's no more storms. You see, if you keep reading further and further, you get to the last book in Revelation. In Revelation, right towards the end, it says, in heaven there is no sea. There's no sea in heaven. There'll be no lake. And what it means is it's a picture, because in the Bible, the lake, the waters are a picture of God's judgment and the chaos that's caused of sin in our world. But in heaven, where the place where followers of Jesus will be, there will be no sea. There'll be no more judgment because Jesus has paid it all. There'll be no more chaos of sin because sin's been dealt with. And we have that to look forward to. After Jesus rose again, before ascending into heaven, he said a few things to his disciples. One of them was this: all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. He says, I have all authority over all things, including all the storms that come. And he said, surely I am with you always to the very end of this age. He is with us in all storms, so we can have big faith in him, whatever storm comes along. You see, we saw at the beginning, didn't we? If you're scared of your maths, if you've got a big fear of maths homework, then actually by sitting with a teacher, they can help you go from big fear to little fear of maths homework. Same with the plane. Go sit next to a pilot or someone else who's not scared, and it can bring you from having big fear to little fear. And actually, this story teaches us that when storms come, difficulties come in life, when it can feel overwhelming, when we look to Jesus, when we remember who he is, that he's the Son of God, he's the one who's with us, the one who's in control of the storms, then our faith is big and our fear is small. So what have we been learning this morning? Should we say it together one more time? So when following Jesus is stormy, remember, little faith means big fear, but big faith means little fear. So let's pray, shall we, that actually we'll all have big faith, that we'll be those who trust the Lord Jesus and all the storms that come at us in life. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this account, this story that we've considered this morning. Father, it amazes us that Jesus has such authority that he can say to storms, be still, be quiet, and they are. And we thank you so much that as followers, we can trust Jesus has dealt with our biggest storm, the storm of sin, and so that we can trust him to help us in all the storms that come in life, all those difficult situations. Lord, please help us to have big faith in Jesus so that we'd have little fear of the storms. And we look forward to that day, Lord, where all storms will be removed and only faith will remain. Father, please help us to keep thinking about these things. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, to finish.